Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
15-2 combined record between these two.
Yeah, no question. We'll get in a little bit more tomorrow that I was going to, you know, Joe, when you asked the question that this game could be in the end, week 17, both these two teams are in the playoffs. It ain't going to mean as much, especially if they already know the position. In that situation, as fans now, are they upset? You see basketball, you say, what do you play for? If you look at that game then, you say, oh, I don't mind because I know they're in the playoffs. They're already in. In basketball, when it happens, people are like, oh, well, you know what these
load
teams are
management.
Doing. The load management. That's the same load management, and it'll probably be viewed differently. But anyways, we're
look at you. A prop-dust troll job.
It was just in a little crack, you know, a little crossfire there. But I do believe that game could be meaningless for both these teams if the things play out the way that it could, especially if the Niners continue to win and Seattle continues to win, especially after this week, that the number one seed is already – it's a foregone conclusion, and then Seattle's already has their playoff spot. And that very well could be the spot, just the way that these two teams are playing. Both teams are on a run right now. It's going to be just interesting to see tonight the matchups. If you don't have Kittle, what are you going to do? If you don't have Kittle, who's going to be the guy on third down that you consistently go to? If you don't have Kittle, how are you going to move the run game? Which tight end? Is the tight end going to be the focus point? How much 12 personnel do you go? It's going to be a very, very, this is going to be Kyle Shanahan's finest hour tonight to be able to see what he does, how he employs the tight ends, how does he go with 12 personnel, which receiver is going to be down, because now you got to add another tight end. Who's going to be up? Who's going to be down? So really looking forward to this game tonight.
I think you saw from Ross Dwelly last time out, he had that big catch against Arizona, right? It was the one that moved the chains and ultimately
he got fired up too.
Yes, and he got fired up. And I think what you saw from him there and in other plays, you probably won't have to pare down the tight end playbook too much. I think you just move him up into Kittle's spot. You're not going to target Dwelly 10 or 11 times, but I think you still can do the same things offensively with Dwelly in at tight end that you normally would with Kittle.
It's been the mantra all season, next man up. Yeah. Every time someone goes down, it's next man up. There's a level of concern and exasperation on behalf of all radio hosts. We come on the next day, my God, Juszczyk is down. This team was going so well.
They just
beat Cleveland. They're 4-0. They lost Kyle Juszczyk. It's all over. Kyle Juszczyk returns tonight. They're 8-0. Yeah. My God, Joe Staley's down.
Right.
My God, Mike McGlinchey's down.
Yeah.
My God, Akello Witherspoon's down. And yet, time and time again, they get up. They answer the bell. By the way, a quick shout out, obviously, Justin School and Daniel Brunskill. How can you not sit there and tip your hat to those two for what they have done for this organization, stepping in when everyone thought it was all going to be washed?
Right,
everyone thought you lose one starting tackle, you lose the second starting tackle, you lose the swing tackle in Sean Coleman for the preseason, and it doesn't even end up mattering. Two guys, a fourth and a fifth stringer, who no one gave the light of day. Who just figured, what do you do? How do you cover him up? Is George going to be in doing more blocking?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it this? Now you lost Kyle Juszczyk. They found a way to step up and play huge. You can't give them enough credit. They'll get none. That's how it works with offensive linemen. You get no credit. You get blame, and that's it. But for Justin School and Daniel Brunskill, we want you to know the morning show recognizes the talent.
Yeah, and you gave him a great ovation earlier. And also, when you think about, you know, what it's meant for Jimmy Garoppolo, he's been able to be upright almost the entire time that you had those backup tackles on the field. He wasn't sustaining season-ending hits because you had the tackles come in. It was a situation where they've done their job well enough to make the offense effective and efficient, and also you've been able to keep Jimmy G upright, and you've also been able to keep him healthy.
Yeah, and I think another thing that we can look at, guys, that I think that's really going to help this team, you got those two tackles back. And I think a lot of times now on third and two, third and three, what teams do, especially cornerbacks and defensive-minded teams, they want to sit. They sit. They sit where? Sit at the sticks. So they understand we're going to stop them at the sticks. There, and they say the pressure to get there. Now I think you're going to see some bigger third down plays, Joe, because of the fact now you got these two tackles back. Now on third down, when defense is squatting at the sticks, don't expect some double moves. Expect them to go past the sticks. So look for some shots down the field, even on third down, because now teams are going to be sitting at the sticks and you can protect longer. So I think there's going to be some plays and some opportunities as well.
Al Guido, president of the San Francisco 49ers.
What's up, fellas?
Join Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Thank you for coming by.
No, it's good. I got up early. I got the stadium run in. I'm all done. So I'm in sweats.
Good.
I got to put the suit on a little bit later.
Okay.
But I'm ready to go.
You live far from here?
I live in Saratoga.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah.
You run the stadium steps, or how do you do it?
I do run the stadium steps.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have the same game day routine every single time.
Now, What's the routine? Today
it's Monday. I stop at the Pete's right down the street from my house.
Okay.
Grab like a little small coffee, get me going. Get in, change, go run the stairs. So I do the main concourse level, then all the way up the stairs, all the way to the upper deck.
Wow.
Run around the upper deck, then do the field a bunch of times, do a couple 100-yard sprints, and then get a lift in, and then go.
I know Robert Saleh does the same thing.
It's a lot of work.
Do you guys run at the same time, or do you guys do, like, dueling stair runs, or how does that work? Because I know he's out there doing the stairs, too.
On Sundays, I see him. I see Crowley, I see all the other guys.
Is he carrying, like, a tree trunk as he's doing it?
Yeah, I'm not as big as Saleh, as you guys know.
How long does that take you?
He's a beast. Takes me about an hour,
with the lift and everything.
Yeah, it's not bad. I had, you know, as an ex-football player, you always have the same routine. So Kyle and I were joking, you know, you wear the same gear. My daughter made me this bracelet, so I've been rocking this thing.
We haven't lost a game
since it's been on. So you got to keep with the same routine.
Nice.
Absolutely. Creatures of habit, and obviously when things are running hot right now, you don't want to do anything to break with that. Plus, in this industry, it's easy to get fat, right? Like, think about it. The hours you put into this sort of thing, there's a reason you see so many NFL personnel put on so much weight. There's a lot of long hours, a lot of unhealthy food. You send out the young guy to bring in the fast food. Everyone's there till 2 a.m. watching tape and doing all that. You found a way to keep it fit while winning. That's the double dip right there.
Yeah, you have to. I got three little girls. They're 10, 8, and 6. They keep me going. And obviously, I'm not, you know, not being on the football side. I'm not sitting there watching film all night, but you're right. It's a long season. You can be on the road. You can eat poor. You can have your cocktails. So I try to get myself up in the morning, get myself going.
Well, big night tonight.
Yeah.
Huge night.
Yeah. Big night. Big, looking forward to it. You're still looking pretty in the face, slimming away. Seem like you're doing something right, Gweed. So, hey, if we had your hand, we'll turn both of ours in. Tonight, what are you looking for? I know you sit there. I know you ain't coaching. I know you're not the guy that's calling the plays. But how fired up you think just the team, the fans? What do you kind of look for when you see a game with this magnitude?
Yeah, really happy for the fan base. Obviously happy for our guys. I mean, whether or not we were 8-0, this is a big game. We circle it every single time. You circle your division games. You know, we all know the rivalry that we have with Seattle Seahawks. You know, what they bring to the table. For us, this is a huge night. Monday night, coming off the heels of another Monday night against the Cleveland Browns. But in front of the national audience, we literally have the most tickets we've ever distributed in Levi Stadium history for a 49er game. So for us, between media credentials, tickets out the door, there's not a bigger game to date. And, you know, once you're doing it up against the Seahawks, it means a whole hell of a lot.
So what's the media demand been like? Is it exponentially more than what you've seen for most games this season?
No question. I mean, when you already know Monday night's here, right? So you got the entire ESPN crew. You got all your local media. For us, it's fun because you got Steve Young that's on the Monday night crew. We got a lot of our alumni guys coming back out. And so, you know, the requests come in. The other night, yesterday I got a text from Evander Kane, who's coming in from the San Jose Sharks. I mean, there's a ton of people that are going to be in the building for this game. We got some LA Dodgers in the building, which I know the local fan base. Well, I can't give them away. But we got some San Francisco Giants. We got
go watch the Rams.
Ton of people.
you got two teams down there. Pick your poison.
Yeah, we got a ton of people in the building. And then, you know, to have it on Veterans Day, hopefully, look, Lynch sent out a funny tweet the other day trying to get all these bosses to let their people work from home. I'm getting my daughters out of school early to come to tonight's game. You know, doors open at 3:15, parking lots. We just drove over here. So parking lots, they don't open until 1 o'clock, but I think Mercurio might be letting people in the lots a little bit earlier to kind of get the game day started.
They're ready.
We got it. You know, it's a big game. We got to get the home crowd going. It's been great at Levi's so far this year. They've been rocking every single game. You know, all the military service stuff. We got SEALs flying in pregame. It's going to be a fun, rowdy crowd.
That's incredible.
What, there's going to be like a flyover?
Parachutes.
Yeah. Instead of a flyover, 15 SEALs. I'm looking at the release right here.
You did that for a game when you were playing in San Diego. I want to say Monday night against Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
There was a game like that where you couldn't even see him because the sky was dark.
Right.
And then these little red dots started showing up. And then it was like 13 in a row. They all hit the 50-yard line. You guys got something like that tonight.
It's the best. All 15 come in. And then, you know, with the time change, I love it, right? I grew up on the East Coast a little bit. But, that, you know, to know – sort of midway through the first quarter, end of the first quarter, everything's under the lights. You know, got camo rally towels going on. I mean, 70,000+ people in the building. I mean, this thing will be packed to the rafters.
How proud are you at the development off the field of the franchise, really since Levi's? Because, you know, we heard all about the turf, and that's not an issue anymore. The field is maybe one of the best fields in football. We heard about the crowd, and now the crowds are huge, and the traditions of the chants and stuff are all coming to fruition. It's got to be something you take great pride in, the way that that part of it has really grown in the years you've been here.
We do. Thank you very much. And honestly, we couldn't do it without the faithful. I mean, with the first 5 years of it, it's been tough on the field. Off the field, though, our season tickets have renewed at 98%. And so our fans have stuck with us all the way through this. And you're right, that first year, it was tough. I mean, whether the grass the first couple games, now we figured that out, parking and transportation. I always say it's like nothing, no different than our regular lives. It needs to feel like a home, and a home doesn't feel like a home until you've lived in it, until there's moments inside of it. And so we've had a few of those to date. We didn't have those early on. And, you know, we heard all the, hey, it feels sterile. It doesn't feel like a 49er game. So we added some red and gold inside the building. We added the Ring of Honor, right? We brought back a lot of the greats. And so we listened to our fans. And I think we're there, right? I think from a operational perspective, we're there. And I would always say when we first opened the building, it was going to be a lot like Oracle Park is. It's going to take some time. And if you look at the development in and around Santa Clara, we're breaking ground on a 250-acre mixed-use development with 30 different bars and restaurants, which will really add to the atmosphere on game day. So things are changing down here. It's great to have that coincide with on the field performance. But I got to tell you, man, you know, I've been 10 years in three different roles at this organization. This fan base is the best in the business. I mean, there's no doubt. You take another fan base that have gone through the first couple years of Levi Stadium the way we did, and then have them hang on, stay with us, renew at the rates that they're renewing. I know all the metrics inside the NFL. Right. There's no better metric as from a fan base perspective than this one.
Wow. When you get a guy, when you're having success, and there's a guy named George Kittle. Everyone loves him. He loves him. Flip back the hair. I told him when he flips back the hair, the big fella even gets a little moist there. Like, go ahead, big George. I love it. So when you have a guy like that, and he's that dynamic, but also you got guys out there like The Rock and all these different stars. And like, what do you do when those guys call you green and say, hey, I need some tickets. What do? You say, I don't have any. How do you handle that? You say, come up to my box. How do you handle all
that?
You
get tickets to The Rock. You probably have a priority. The Rock gets tickets.
I would love to give everybody tickets. I mean, today, I mean, literally, we couldn't fit anymore. We sold standing room only. Wow. You got people in suites. You know, you got people on the roof deck up top. I mean, you know, we want as many people in this building as can. And, you know, it's great to have this national exposure, this presence. But the truth is, 95% of that building is sold for faithful season ticket holders. And those people have stuck with us. And so, look, We got to get one tonight against a tough team. We got a long way to go, right? As Kyle said it all week, we have only played half an NFL season. And so this is just another one, but it's another big one because it's division.
Al Guido, president of the 49ers with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Have you begun the process of making reservations for Miami?
No.
Great question.
I don't even
prior know. Planning, Al. I mean, what are you going to do? Try to get a hotel room at the last minute?
No, we don't play the Dolphins this year.
It's good.
No, we generally don't talk about it. I mean, look, it's no different a little bit on the business. Certainly on the business side, there's certain things we have to talk to the NFL about relative to preparations. But just like all of you guys yesterday, minus the fact I was doing it at the soccer field for my girls, but you know, I'm checking in on the scores. There's no doubt. I'm not going to – I mean, all of our fans are. We're looking at the scores. We're looking at the schedules. But our players have been locked in all year. Our coach has been locked in all year. These guys are fighting for themselves. They know it's about the next game. I mean, you guys see it in the NFL, though. You know, I mean, you can't overlook an opponent in this league. It really is any given Thursday now or Sunday or Monday. And no matter what, our division games, you saw it in Arizona. It was a tough game, you know, and we know where the record may or may not be. But these division games are really, really tough. And so even on the business side, frankly, guys, I haven't gotten ahead of myself. Sure. We got to put on a good operation tonight. We got to follow it up with another home game and another home game after that. So we got three home games that we have to operate. As we get through those, no doubt, we have to do our jobs to get prepared for what could be. But it's too early, to even be talking about that.
How do you watch a game? Because you're talking about operate and operations, and there's so much of that goes into a game, yet you're a part of this organization. You're a fan. You're part of the faithful. You want to watch football. How do you balance the two things where you want to enjoy the game, but you're also trying to make sure that all the operation stuff goes smooth?
I got a great general manager of a stadium. We call him a GM on our side, too. Jim Mercurio has been with the team for probably 30 years now.
Wow.
You know, going all the way back. He ran Candlestick Park, so he does a great job. Pre-game, I check in. I get all the data and metrics around parking and tickets and scans, security, all those things. When the game starts, don't bother me. I generally sit with my family. My mother, my wife, my girls are all in the box. I got guests, obviously, that come to every single game. But I can't sit because I pace. I got this little perch up in my box that no one goes to. They know it's sort of my spot. And then I'm typically texting with my father if he's not here throughout the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
The funny thing, my dad last week, and we sent it out in our social media. Obviously, with the last name of Guido, my father loves Italian movies. So Goodfellas was a big movie and when I was growing up. My father actually sent me the Goodfellas Jimmy G gif around, when Ray Liotta's in the shower yelling, Jimmy. And then I sent it.
Jimmy!
I sent it to our CMO. It's like, hey, check this out for my pops. And then he turned it in with a Jimmy Garoppolo jersey on and put it out for the world. So
smart.
My family, me, we're all as invested as everybody. I say it and I mean it. I mean, it means as much as to us as it does to the faithful, because we know these guys, we know their families, we know how hard they work, we know how much time they put in. We got 4,000 people that are employed here on game days. And so we couldn't do all that without them. So my job pregame is to thank all those people. During the game, it's to watch.
Al Guido, president of the San Francisco 49ers, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Like in April, when the schedule comes out, you guys probably get a little bit of an advance notice because you've got to make adjustments and you want to get the press releases out. But you see when you get primetime games. Like from your perspective, when you see this, we always ask Lowe, what were the games you circled? As fans, we know. When you see Seattle Monday night, are you thinking this is one of the big ones for us? Like, how does it work on your side?
Big time. We know Seattle games are big no matter what for us, right? And then now you got the L.A. rivalry back with the Rams, and then the Cardinals, they've always played us tough, right? No doubt. But Seattle, it brings something. We all know, everybody talked about it all week around the Thanksgiving game here and the whole turkey leg and, our battles against them in the NFC title games. I mean, it just means a whole hell of a lot against these guys. So you circle this one, you circle primetime games. Lowe knows it. I mean, these guys, they want to play in front of the national audience. They want to be the only game on, right? Because their peers in the league are also watching this game. And look, we'll find out tomorrow what looks like on Green Bay. So who knows? It might not be the last primetime game that we play here. We might get moved into a primetime game.
Flex in.
Depends. We'll see.
We can push that cause for you. We like talking about that.
We got the billions.
Monster Monday brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and Window.
Lumber, Doors, and Windows.
I'm mixing Al Guido together with
Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and You're excited. Windows. You're excited.
Also, president of the San Francisco 49ers, Al Guido, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks so much for coming by. That was an easy 10 minutes right there.
Thanks,
you're
fellas.
Natural.
We could keep you longer
natural.
If you want.
Good luck tonight. We know you're really busy.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. All right, we got a lot to get to. All of it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. The Cowboy, Justin Smith, his favorite moments from this rivalry against the Seahawks, that's next. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on The Game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. The 8-0 49ers host the Seahawks tonight for a headliner Monday Night Football matchup. 95.7 The Game is getting you ready for the big showdown at Levi's by broadcasting all day at the Santa Clara Hilton. Come on by and say hi, by the way. Star tight end George Kittle, though, is listed as doubtful. How big of a loss is this for San Francisco, and who steps up? On the bright side, Joe Staley, Mike McGlinchey, and Kyle Juszczyk are expected to return, and we know what a win would mean for both teams, but just how big is this rivalry? The guys will talk to someone who lived through it, former Niner Justin Smith, the Cowboy, will join the show next. And after a rough road trip, Warriors return home to face the Jazz tonight. Draymond Green could return after missing 5 games with a torn ligament in his finger. He's listed as probable. Eric Pascal also listed as probable with a hip contusion. Coverage starts with Warriors warm-up at 6. Tip-off at 7:30 here on 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket? Suspended license? DUI? Don't pay? Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Anna Kugadike. He's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Joe, Lowe, and Dibs, live from the Hilton Santa Clara on 95.7 The Game.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The Cowboy, Justin Smith, coming up in just a moment. But first, it's time to play Call of the Game. Do we do contest line here, or do we do regular phone line?
Yes, contest line. No, regular one because we need to put them on the air.
Yes.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. First caller is getting brought on. And if you know last night's call of the game presented by Metro by T-Mobile, the best deal in wireless, you're going to win a $50 gift certificate to Schroeder's Restaurant located at 240 Front Street in San Francisco. So light it up. 888-957-9570. The best way to do this is to listen to Warriors wrap up after every Warrior game. Last night, since it was a road game, that means it was JD and Matt Kolsky. And during the Warriors wrap up, they announce the call of the game and they play it for you. If you hear that, come on the next day here. And if you're the person we put to the front of the line and you guess it correctly, you get the gift certificate. If incorrect, it rolls over. Now on Saturday, the person got it right, so it's a reboot. It's $50. $50 for today. So if we have someone, they're coming to the front of the line, and we're going to play Call of the Game. Justin Smith, the Cowboy. Can anyone guess Justin Smith's lifetime record on Monday Night Football?
Wow. Man, he played about, 11, 12 years?
Yeah.
So based on your theory of one per year.
But he was on the Niners for some of those.
He was.
He was on the Bengals too with me. So he didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't.
I'm going to say 8-4, Joe. 12 total appearances. He was 8-4.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit lower.
Yeah.
I think he's they played probably 15 times. I'm going to say he's probably 8-7.
Let's ask him ourselves. To the dial pad guest line we go. Former Niner pass rusher, Pro Bowler, first team All-Pro. You know him, you love him. The Cowboy, Justin Smith, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cowboy, thanks for your time. How are you?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. We've been asking all Niners who have joined us today on the program, Lowe as well, all former football players, if they know what their Monday night record was lifetime. Do you have any idea how many Monday night games you played?
No clue.
You were 10-4 lifetime on Monday night. 10-4.
Shooter!
You had a lot of success on the big stage.
Hey, got to go big if you're playing Monday night, I guess, huh?
Hey, no question, Shooter. No bigger than tonight. Hey, how about Seattle? You know, you've been in that rival. You've been there, Shooter. What you think about tonight? How big is this game? What's the emotions like getting ready for this Seattle Seahawks team, Shooter?
Well, I mean, it's built back up. I mean, this is a heavyweight title fight again. And, you know, always going against Wilson in those type of games, man. You got to keep him in the bottle. You got to keep his magic bottled up. And I think they got the D-line, the front, to do it. I can't wait to watch it.
Heavyweight title fight, but you're without your left hook in Quan Alexander, who's out with a torn pec. How much pressure will there be on Dre Greenlaw, the rookie, to step in and still be effective? Maybe not as effective as Quan, but at least try to fill those shoes.
I mean, injuries are part of the game. I mean, I'm sure their mentality is next man up. I think with that front and the way they can get after people, I think they'll be able to cover up that loss.
Cowboy Justin Smith joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know, it's been a while since this rivalry meant something of this magnitude. Divisional implications, playoff seeding implications. You know this rivalry is better, as well as anybody. Good moments, bad moments. When you think back on your time against the Seahawks, what comes to mind? What are the moments that jump out?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the NFC championship game up there, losing the same play we ran all the time. It seemed like the corner to crab, that one sticks in there. Yeah. Just always, they were just tough matchups, man. I mean, they're down, dirty, bloody, nasty. I mean, how it's supposed to be, and I'm glad it's back. Football's better for it.
Was there any rivalry in your career that you played in that was more intense than this one, or would you put that at the top of the list?
I mean, there's always rivalry, depending on what division you're in. But, I mean, for me personally, you know, with success we had at the Niners, that in my career, that was the biggest one for me, without a doubt.
Hey Cowboy, one of your teammates, Alex Boone, we had him on the show earlier, and he said, who was the most rival? What was one of the guys that, I wouldn't say you feared, but you knew, hey, you had to put your big boy draws on, you knew it was going to be all day?
Against playing
a dude,
like that?
Yeah, as far as just an individual.
I mean, Walter Jones always had my number.
Ooh, so, big Walter.
Big Walter, man, that dude was a beast, and he played for the Seahawks. So, he probably wouldn't say the same. He probably didn't remember breaking a sweat on me, but that dude was an animal.
I don't know if the Seahawk offensive line will have the same luxury tonight, Justin, facing this 49er front. What's the key to keeping a quarterback like Russell Wilson somewhat contained? Is it the outside contained? Is it pushing the middle, all the above?
With him, the most important is the even pass rush. Make sure those guys are pass rushing together. I mean, you get two interior guys swimming outside, Russell's going to eat you up because he's going to step up, be able to run, throw, whatever he wants. So I think this is going to be the biggest game of them actually having to rush as a unit, keep the guy bottled up and not just individually trying to get a sack and getting out of your gap.
I couldn't agree with you more. We've been talking about that all week long. That's going to be very, very imperative. You know, back in the day, Cowboy, we were in Cincinnati. You know, when you always come there on game day, wearing them old Cowboys boots, I think those Osters you used to wear. You know, what were some of those things? What were some of those nerves you'd feel, especially Monday night? I know you always had bubble guts. So what were some of the things that you had to deal with, Cowboy?
Well, I mean, we always kept it pretty loose. You know, there's always a bunch of BS talking going on. That always helps. Alleviate that. It's just the more crap you can talk to each other and keep it loose. And remember, it's just a game and going out there and just lay it on the line. Everybody gets through that.
Justin Smith joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Have you gotten a good look at Nick Bosa, the number two overall pick for the Niners this year? And if so, what do you think about the young rookie?
I mean, he's a ball of energy that gets after it, and he combines that with some pass rush moves. You know, somebody is definitely – taught that guy at an early age how to use his hands and leverage, and then just his effort is great. I like watching him play along with those other guys too. He's got a luxury of playing with those interior guys as well, pushing the pocket and making sure he can't just be double teamed all the time.
How important is it for a player like Nick Bosa and other young defenders to have Richard Sherman, somebody who's been through the battle, somebody who can maybe pull him aside pregame tonight and let him know that, yes, this game is big, but it's still just a 60-minute football game?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff kind of washes away once the whistle starts. I mean, once the game starts, nobody's thinking about that. It's about beating your guy, playing football together as a team. So I think that's more just media talk and fans talking on that stuff.
Hey, Cowboy, when you're playing like a team like Seattle, you know that's going to run the ball. They had Marshawn Lynch, but also they could throw the ball as well. How do you make sure that you're winning? How does these guys understand the importance that they got to tackle? They got to make sure that they shut down the run game. How do you keep that balance? Because you're playing a team that's pretty well versed. What's the mindset tonight? If you penetrate too far up the field, you know it's going to be screens and draws. If you decide to stay back and you know you don't pass rush, you know Russell Wilson's going to carve you up. What's kind of the makeup, especially when you're playing against a guy? Because who you played against is this difficult to bring down?
I think the coaches, if I was a coach in there, I'd be reminding the guys you can't get a sack on a run play. So first things first, stop the run, get them in long and predictable situations where they got to throw it, and then you can pin your ears and get after them. But if you're just constantly getting up the field, trying to get a sack, make the big highlight play, these guys will gash you and take advantage. So I'm sure they were coached up real well on that this week.
One of the best Niners of all time, former Pro Bowl pass rusher Justin Smith with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cowboy, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It means a lot to us.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Look forward to it tonight.
Justin Smith, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the Call of the Game brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile, the best deal in wireless. Hopefully you caught Warriors wrap-up Saturday night with John Dickinson and Matt Kolsky and heard the Call of the Game. We're going to go to the phones. It's Oscar in East Palo Alto. Oscar, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you've got a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Schroeder's Restaurant located at 240 Front Street in San Francisco. What was last night's Call of the Game?
It was D'Lo's bank three to end the quarter.
D'Lo's bank three to end the quarter. Pappas, could you fire the audio, please?
They're going to screen for Robinson. Ball goes to Russell. Guarded by Paul. 4 seconds with three off a screen. Russell puts up a three on the way. Banked it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! And this game is tied!
Boom! Oscar in East Palo Alto. Yeah. He wins the gift certificate to Schroeder. Congratulations. Caller gets it right. Ding, ding, ding. The money does not roll over, but they do play the Jazz tonight. Keep your booze tucked away. Utah's in town. They don't like that sort of thing. Tomorrow, 9:30, your next chance to play Call of the Game. So check out Warriors Wrap Up tonight with John Dickinson and Whitey Gleason. We'll be back at 9:30 to play it again. Closing out the show, predictions and everything in between. Jolo and Dibs back with the finishing kick here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Joe, Lo, and Dibs, live from the Hilton Santa Clara on 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to Monster Mondays, brought to you by Geico. Be a Monday morning quarterback and save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. As always, feel free to hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Is this intentional? Getting your name wrong?
It's starting to feel like a slight.
It's funny, but now I'm at the point where it happens in every single stop set, and I'm starting to feel bad.
Yeah, and it's like, now back to Joe, Low, and Dims. You know, you wait your whole career. You grind and you grind and you grind. You do traffic. You do overnight shifts. You write for the local paper, and you think, someday, I'm going to have my name on that marquee. You know, I was on a show called The Rise Guys. It was The Rise Guys. It wasn't Whitey, Mark, and Dibs. It was The Rise Guys.
Or Dims.
Or whatever. You finally get to a point where your name's on the marquee, and the guy can't even get it right. That, to me, it's disrespectful.
Who are you?
It's offensive. And I'm about at it. I'm about at it.
What does that
Don't
mean?
Don't be disrespectful.
Are you? Oh, by the way, his little drop, and you see his new contract? $8 million a year for Stephen A. Smith?
Worth every penny.
$8 million a year for Stephen
Worth
A. Smith.
Worth every penny.
Just got that new deal. It was just announced. They were negotiating it for a few months. He's going to be doing a lot of work, obviously. You're going to see him all over the place. $8 million a year.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. And they don't call him Stephen J. Smith, do they? No, they say Stephen A.
Stephen A. Smooth.
Stephen J. Smith. Whatever. I mean, it's...
$8 million a year. Wow.
To get angry?
Wow.
Man, it's great.
It's great. It's good work if you can find it. Predictions for tonight. We're going to be joined by someone from the midday show in just a little bit. Don't know who. No idea. But predictions for tonight. How do you see it? Feel free to go more than just the score. Give me a rundown of what you think the game flow looks like when it's all said and done, and then maybe a couple game balls you'd be handing out.
Yeah, I think game flow-wise, it's going to be more of an offensive affair. I think Seattle is going to be able to gash the Niners a little bit with the run, and I think Jimmy G is going to be forced to answer through the air. I see a high-scoring game. I'm going to stick with my initial Seattle prediction. I'm not just going to change it because we're a par three away from the stadium. I think it's Seattle 27. It's the Niners 24. The total is like 48.5.
Yeah, you got an over there.
I think it's an over, and I like the over on the Russell Wilson yardage. I like the over on the Jimmy G yardage. I think this game tends more towards shootout than it does a grind-em-out affair.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think
you like Seattle outright, so there's some good plus money there on the money line.
I do, yeah. That's got to be like, what, plus 225 if it's a six-point spread somewhere in there. Very solid plus money.
I got to look it up. It's a lot of work.
Don't worry about it, Coach. It's not like you have that screen open every second of every day.
It's always screen number three. It's email, right, Twitter, and then gambling. Maybe I'll promote it.
Hey, Dibs know you pretty well. This game, Dibs, I know you've been on the opposite side of this one. This one's going to be a classic shootout. You're right. Absolutely. Look at this game. 31-24. That's right. 31-24 Niners.
Plus 215.
Niners win the game.
31-24 Niners. So you also see it as somewhat of a shootout.
Yeah, I see it as a shootout. Seattle can't score more than three touchdowns. So I look at it like that against his defense. I can see him one pass, two passing, maybe one rushing. They just know how to anchor down. You still got, even though you're missing Quan Alexander, you got a team that's going to still get after it. And not just that, it's going to be a hostile environment tonight. If this game was in Seattle, I'd go the opposite way. I would. But if this game's here, I think that you look at a Niner team, that they understand the stakes. The stakes are too high tonight. And both teams are going to be playing. You're going to get the best by both. I think that Jimmy's going to have a good game tonight. I really believe that you're going to still be able to run the ball. Both teams are going to have some success running the ball. Both teams are going to have success throwing the ball. I just think that you got too many weapons. And right now, we always say offense entertains, but defense wins championships. Tonight, it comes down to who's got a better defense. And I think Dibs would agree that overall, the Niners got a better defense. So that's why I'm taking a team with a better defense.
Call me a jolly old Saint Nick because I'm giving out presents early. I got a winner for you. Chris Carson over 78.5 rushing yards tonight.
Lock it.
You want to get into the prop game. That's the best pick of the night. I got several, but I'll go with Carson over 78.5 rushing yards. If you take a look at what he's been doing as of late, averaging 101 rushing yards per game over his last six outings, during which time he's eclipsed 90 rushing yards, five times. The Niners, as strong as they are on defense, rank 14th in the NFL against the run. They also have given up the sixth most in terms of yards per carry, 4.7 yards per carry average for opposing running backs. Last five times out, Kenyon Drake got him for 110 yards. Christian McCaffrey got him for 117. Adrian Peterson got him for 81. The Rams game, they didn't do anything. Chubb got him on that Monday night game, 87 yards. So over Chris Carson, 78.5 rushing yards tonight. But I lean to what you two guys are saying. I think it's going to be more of a high-scoring game than anything else. This is not the Legion of Boom. This team ranks 23rd, I believe, or worse in virtually every defensive category with the exception of rushing, where they're 13th against the run. They don't sack the quarterback a lot. They rank 29th in that category. I believe they're 29th against the pass. This is a big game for Garoppolo. Conversely, this is a good matchup for Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett. They are two of the better players in the NFL when facing zone coverage. Against zone coverage this year, when Wilson throws to Lockett, he's 28 of 30. The Niners play more zone defense than any team in the NFL. So I like the idea of Seattle putting some points on the board. I think Seattle's team total, it's 20.5. I think they get the 21 points tonight. Ultimately, though, I think the Niners win. I don't think I would lay the six. I think it's going to be a very close game. The George Kittle injury concerns me, but with Staley back, with McGlinchey back, with Juszczyk back, with this defense, with 10 days to get ready. I mean, we saw him off the bye against Cleveland. They destroyed Cleveland in that game. They got on him early. I think something like that could happen tonight. But I don't want to lay the six against Russ. So I'll say Seattle goes over 20.5 points. Carson goes over 78.5 rushing yards. Niners win the game. Game goes over the total, too, like what you're saying. I agree with you on
so
that.
So you're thinking like a 28-24 then kind of ball game based on all of the things you just laid out there.
Sounds good. Okay. 31-27 maybe even. I wouldn't be surprised if they just get at it early. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a big special teams play in this game. This is Monday Night Football. This is where the stars come to shine. Speaking of which, he's wearing sunglasses now.
Indoor.
Daryl the Guru Johnson indoors with sunglasses, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
I'm different. That's too funny. The glasses are because you guys are just on fire and you're shining bright, so I thought I'd put
you're
the
Ray-Bans. You're so bright, he's got to wear shades.
Yeah, those are
legit glasses?
Yes, sir.
They're very nice.
Oh, no.
Swagalicious.
Very nice.
I thought you meant were they real Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real, yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I thought you meant prescription, like my eyes are going.
Now you look really sharp.
J-Bands. He got those at the Great J-Bands.
What are you thinking about
Lamar Jackson tonight? Little Lamar Jackson, baby. You saucy right now.
I appreciate it. What I think is that the Niners have the best coach in the NFL, and I am really sipping the Kyle Shanahan Kool-Aid because I watched football all day yesterday, and there's bad coaching, an epidemic of it everywhere you look.
Yes, sir.
So I am worried there may be no Kittle. There maybe Quan Alexander. So whoever you got back doesn't supersede those two losses. So in essence, it's almost like it's week one again. How's the defense going to overcome that? But it's Kyle Shanahan, fellas. He is the man, and in Kyle, I trust, and I think they will beat Seattle because Seattle's defense is not ready. Are they going to stop the Niners on the ground? Hello?
Seattle's not under threat. No, I absolutely do not think so. That's the strength of their defense, but I don't see it. You speaking about bad coaching, you see the Browns call that timeout with 3 seconds to go in the quarter? So Buffalo has either a 4th-and-1 or a 3rd-and-1 coming up, and they're looking up, and you're watching the Bills. It's like they could get to the line. I think it's the end of the third or something. And the Bills look up, and you can tell the Bills are like, nah, we're good. We're going to let the clock run out. We'll regroup, call a play, and then we'll come out. The Browns panic. They're like, timeout.
Three seconds
left, and Kitchens is looking. Who called the timeout? You hear the announcer's like, "That's a wasted timeout."
You're the coach.
It was about to go to the Buffalo's walking off the field like they were done. They just wasted timeout.
What about boy genius Sean McVay going for a fake punt on your own 30? How desperate? It's not Madden. Sean.
His offense.
It's a real game.
All those points were courtesy of the defense yesterday. They had the bad snap over Rudolph's head. They ran that one in for a touchdown. They got the safety. The offense did nothing.
So do you guys look at me
Carrot.
Let's
put the rat on the table.
Oh, he should be relieved of his duties.
Who's this?
Garrett, the Carrot.
He doesn't call the plays. That's
he said that in his press this morning.
You can fire Kellen Moore.
He said, I do not call the plays. He put it on Lorenzo Neal.
Carrot's doing a great job this season. Oh, he's got that team right in position to win the division.
Yeah, there's coaching. It's chess, not checkers. And right now, a bunch of teams I saw yesterday starting with the head coaches, are playing checkers. The Niners are not. They got, is it Bobby Fischer, the great chess player?
Yes.
Great
Look
call.
Look at go! Yeah.
Look at go!
Could have also gone with Gary Kasparov. Okay. There are a lot of options out there. Deep Blue, I believe, is the IBM machine that
I'm happy
Kasparov.
I got the Bobby
Deep
Fischer.
Blue.
Right.
Bobby Fischer, the movie.
But I'm excited. I mean, it's in the air.
It is.
Phil Collins said
What are you guys talking about today? Anything good?
just what the ramifications are for the jackals in the bushes that say the Niners haven't played the top 15 quarterback, because it's real. It's there if they happen to drop this game. But Dibs, you'll be 8-1, but you got to deal with all that mess that guys getting paid $8 million to go on TV and talk about. That's a lot of bread.
That's a lot of bread.
$8 million.
8-1, you don't have to worry about anything. Obviously, you win 9-0, and you have to deal with the talk about 16-0 in the Miami Dolphins. So no matter what it is, the jackals in the bushes, as you refer to them, they're going to come out, and they're going to talk about whatever it is they talk about. But the beauty of being on the team, and Lowe knows this, it's about the 60 minutes tonight. You play that game.
I like it.
You win or you lose, and you deal with tomorrow.
That's it for us. Shout out to all the service members out there.
Yes.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything you do. This would not be possible without all of you. So a deep debt of gratitude on behalf of Joe Lowe and Dibs and everyone here at 95.7 The Game. Enjoy the game tonight. Best of luck to the Niners. Have fun. We'll want to hear from you tomorrow. 888-957-9570. Guru, Steiny, Bonte, they're next. We'll see you at 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
From Pleasanton to San Pablo to Sunnyvale, this is KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game. It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Steiny.
What's up? I die alone. I laugh the loudest to the...
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Welcome. Good morning. From the Hilton Santa Clara and the San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks play later on 5:15 Levi Stadium. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers, the 7-2 Seattle Seahawks. We'll be here all day. We'll be here till 2, and then we'll turn it over to Damon Bruce, Matt Kolsky, and Ray Ratto, who'll take you right up to kickoff 5:15. And guys, it's just a big, big game. It's as simple as that. And we're going to get you ready for it.
Yeah, and I didn't want to share this with you guys in the green room, but Steiny, I'm feeling like I play. I mean, I'm that excited about the game. The Hilton had his back, Bonte. We're in the same spot, and you can feel it in the air. It's a big game, and I just would like the Niners to silence the haters. And, Bonte, you shouldn't have to do that when you're 8-0, but unfortunately in this world we live in right now, they haven't faced a top 15 quarterback. But guess who is in town? Sierra's husband, Mr. Russell Wilson.
Seattle, look, this is an organization that essentially ended the Jim Harbaugh era with the turkey on a 50 on Thanksgiving in 2014. And it's also a big game because you can gain separation in the NFC. You can go up a full 2 games on the New Orleans Saints and the Green Packers and go up 3 games on the Seattle Seahawks in a loss column. So it's huge. It's huge for them to play without Quan Alexander. Huge for them to play without George Kittle. It's huge because it's the Seahawks, and they're your division rivals that's been basically at the top of the West over the last, the last decade. I know the Rams have won the last 2 NFC West championships, but this is the organization that ended the good times here in San Francisco. So it's a little payback tonight under the lights on Monday Night Football.
It is a Monday. That means we're going to have rapid fire. Rapid fire coming up in 10 minutes. 888-957-9570. You give us your impressions, not only of Sunday's games yesterday, but I want to know what your key is to tonight's ball game. What is the key for the San Francisco 49ers tonight that will push them to 9-0? That is rapid fire, 10 minutes, 888-957-9570. What's the key tonight for the San Francisco 49ers to maintain their unbeaten record? Best team that the 49ers have faced this year, I think we can agree on that, correct?
No doubt, sir. No doubt. Seattle's good against the run. They got weapons. Oh, they got that quarterback, as you mentioned, Guru, Sierra's husband, Russell Wilson, who's playing like the best quarterback in pro football. You know, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey, but Russell Wilson is putting on a show this year.
And we saw in Washington, and I felt like the guys came together because the game meant something to Kyle Shanahan. The history he had with that organization, along with his dad and how they treated him. This game is for Richard Sherman. I know they won't talk about it, but Richard is probably like a prize fighter right now because he feels like he should still be in Seattle. And emotions are going to be running high, but when you look at the math, that aspect of it. If Seattle were to get a win, Steiny, we got a division. We got a game. And you would think you would have more cushion at 8-0. But if you drop this one tonight, the Niners, it's game on.
888-957-9570. I'm going to start out with some rapid fire in about 10 minutes. What's the key to tonight's ball game for the San Francisco 49ers? What's going to keep them unbeaten? And it is a Monster Monday, brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. Here's what we got going today. We got Brian Baldinger at 11:15. He, of course, of Baldy Breakdowns. And Steve Mariucci, former 49er head coach, will join us at noon. And we are at the Hilton Santa Clara, just down the street from Levi Stadium. If you're coming to the ball game tonight, make sure you stop by, say hello. We'll be here till 2, and then we're going to turn it over to Damon and the boys, who will take you right up to kickoff. And I'll tell you what, you have to go back 5, 6, maybe more years to find a game of this importance for the San Francisco 49ers. If they win tonight, you guys hit it on the head. They will establish themselves as the number one seed. They give themselves breathing room. A loss tonight, and it opens up the door for maybe not even winning the NFC West. And then all of a sudden the Packers are looking right over your shoulders, and they come up on the schedule a little later in the year. So the 49ers can get a stranglehold on this division with a win tonight and basically render the Seattle Seahawks, at best, a wild card team.
Now, just think about that, because you two astute gentlemen last week, I believe it was Friday, told me it was the 2-year anniversary of the Garoppolo trade.
Yep.
And the Niners have been down like a bad fighter. And who would have thought just in 2 years you had the opportunity not to take it to week 16 or 17, Bonte, but essentially in the NFC West race in week 10. I mean, my goodness, you talk about ROI, return on investment. The Niners are that Ferrari right now riding on high octane gas. The football world will be watching, and you got the perfect stage to kind of take that mantle back from Seattle, which you said ended the Harbaugh dynasty.
And there's no doubt it feels like another Jimmy Garoppolo game, doesn't it? I mean, Seattle is in the top 15 when it comes to stopping the run. Niners give up about 103 yards a game on the ground. Seattle gives up 102.5 yards on the ground a game. So they're going to really focus in on Tevin Coleman and Matt Breida. So that's where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to throw that thing. But it's also Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel, who steps up in the absence of George Kittle, who's going to be out today. That's a big blow. Ross Dwelly alone, he can't do it. Kyle Juszczyk comes back, but he can't replace George Kittle for what he does in a pass and run game. Who's going to step up outside of George Kittle? I cannot wait to see that, but Jimmy Garoppolo, he'll definitely be dialed in. I think he'll replicate that performance he had against Arizona a couple Thursdays ago.
All righty, rapid fire coming up in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. What is the key to tonight's ball game for the San Francisco 49ers to keep them unbeaten against Seattle? 888-957-9570. We do rapid fire every Monday, and we're still going to do it today, even though the 49ers have a Monday night game. So the question is, what is the key for the 49ers tonight? 888-957-9570. I don't think there's any doubt that the 49ers will be facing the leading MVP candidate in the NFC tonight. Russell Wilson, 22 touchdowns, just one interception this year. And I'm looking at his wide receivers. Josh Gordon's going to play tonight. Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.